This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. How about this? There's already a coronavirus movie in the pipeline.
If Steve Guttenberg's not in the movie, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be one of those movies with either with Steve Guttenberg or Ian Ziering.
Right.
You know, Virus NATO or something like that.
Corona Angela.
Yeah, it's not Hollywood, though. Hollywood's not doing this. It's a Canadian thriller called Corona.
Eh?
It's already finished, by the way. And they're already trying to get streaming services to pick it up.
All right, if it's the Trailer Park Boys starring in this movie, I'm in.
Oh, okay. Bubbles, yeah. Fighting the coronavirus, I'm in.
Right?
Yeah. It isn't really about the pandemic itself, apparently, though. Corona is, I guess, because it was just called, it was a so-called Chinese virus when this idea was conceived. The director said it was inspired by the stories he heard about Chinese tourists being attacked. They filmed it last month before the virus had exploded worldwide. So this basically is, he's using this as a way to talk about the racism that people are, you know, perpetrating upon other people based upon the fact
about
that this virus,
and stuff like
you know,
that.
Yeah, which is, I just
this isn't
going to
be as much fun as the Trailer Park Boys.
No, it's not. I mean, do we need this? I don't think we need this. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe we do. I don't want to watch it.
No.
Yeah.
I think I'll stick with the Adam Sandler movies on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm fine.
And that's not saying much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, hey, listen. I mean, yeah, a lot of them aren't good, but Murder Mystery's pretty good.
Yeah, we watched one, though. It was like Weekend at Bernie's. I don't even know what the hell it was. It was some
Weekend at Bernie's,
no,
though. But it was an Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
It was like that.
I can't even think of what the name was, but it was about like...
Is it new?
Well, I mean, new to me. I don't know.
When it's newer than Murder Mystery, so he's already got another flop?
I'm not sure, but it popped up on my Netflix, and it looked like it was relatively new. It has... He's carrying around a guy that has no legs a lot in the movie.
Okay.
And
that sounds like a great premise.
I think his daughter is getting married to someone, so he's got all the family from the husband's side or a future son-in-law side staying at his house.
See, he's got that contract with Netflix. He's got to make so many movies, and, well...
It's called The Week Of.
Oh, and it's new?
Chris Rock's in it for a second. I don't know how that...
Chris Rock's probably doing him a favor.
2018.
Oh, okay.
So it's newish.
Yeah, because Murder Mystery, I think, came out last year.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe he's getting better.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't awful, but it was just like, oh my gosh, Adam's just getting paid. He has to be getting paid.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, when you make it, you know, when you sign these people up and you go, okay, we need X amount of movies, you know, it's sort of like, okay, you're going to get what you're going to get, especially if you want them to turn them out.
It's like a band. Like, hey, we got a week, you put out a new record. Well, you're going to get the best that we could give you in a week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what we're getting with that. Though Murder Mystery turned out to be good.
Yes.
That was a fun movie. So let's hope that, you know, Adam's figured out a little formula that at least the movies will be entertaining as opposed to Hateful Eight-ish. You know,
that was a bad one.
Yeah.
That still, I think, might be the worst of the ones I've seen, which sadly I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah, it's tough. It is. And we don't know. Listen, we're going to run short of material because everybody's stopping all production of everything, obviously. And The Walking Dead's got one more episode next week, and then that's it. It won't be. It's the penultimate, and they won't be able to give you the season finale because they just haven't produced it yet, and everyone's taking a break. And it's been a good season. I know Rev and Danny are out on it, but I've really enjoyed it. I'm kind of bummed I'm not going to get to see this story arc wrapped up.
So they're just going to end the season the way it is, and then they're going to come back and then...
Sometime, hopefully in the fall-ish, maybe, late summer, they'll give us the last episode of this season. Whenever they can go back to production, but...
Right.
You know, I mean, Steve, every time I hear, I'll go on the news and hear about what they're thinking, it's like, I don't know when we're going back to anything.
No, I don't think anybody knows. I mean, everyone's speculating and trying to base it off of like how maybe it was handled, you know, in other countries, but other countries handle things differently. So you really, I mean, you know, it seems like things are starting to, not normal, but like things are starting to come back in China when it comes to like how they're handling stuff. Like people are starting to go back to doing what they do, but... They also handled it a lot differently than we are.
There's a lot of anger to China, though. And it's not racist anger. It's that they feel that China hid numbers. So we really have no way of knowing what to expect because China hasn't given us the full story about how many people had it, how many people still have it, how many people died from it. This is the sad thing that, you know, when you have government-controlled media like China has, we're not really good. They're not helping. They don't even realize that, look, we don't care how you look as a country. Your information would be helpful to us, and we just can't count on China's information being accurate. We just can't. And so, maybe Italy and maybe, you know, South Korea, some of these other places where maybe, you know, they're a little bit better when it comes to the media. I don't know. But nobody wants to look bad, and that's the problem. So we don't know. We just don't know, unfortunately. And every day it seems to change. I mean, I was like, oh, catch the news. I'm like, you know what? I wish I didn't catch the news. I'm going to go back and watch John Krasinski again. I got to go watch SGN Network again.
Yeah. I mean, it's important to know what's going on because we have to make the adjustments. But some of the stuff, you're just like, okay, I need a minute.
And you don't know if they're trying to scare us or not. You got one guy going, if we do all this, this is how many deaths we can expect. And the other lady goes, oh, no, we're going to get those deaths even if we do all this. And I'm like,
well, you got to do what I do, man. In order to get the best and most actual and factual information, you rely on your friend that dropped out of high school and that's sharing all these cool memes on Facebook.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah. That's how I go. That's how I get all of my information. I have scientists.
Oh, I know, man.
Chris.
Everybody's...
He knows what's up.
And old people. See, here's the problem with being my age. Old people are terrified, and unfortunately, you know me, I like to hang out with the younger folks, which really irritates me.
Yeah, you hang out with people in their 50s. It's cool.
You know what? You see me in my board games. You know what? Everybody's younger than me in my board games. I got 20-somethings, 30-somethings. I got every generation in my life.
Right on, Matthew McConaughey.
But yeah, that's right. All right. But people in us boomers are flipping out. And every time they see anything that's put by any crackpot, I get it sent to me. Oh, you better not do this anymore. And I got to send it to my doctor and go, hey, what do you think of all this? And my doctor goes, God, your friends are idiots. You know, and it's like, no, what do you want me to say?
Well, it's like my family, my parents obviously are worried. It's more about me than them. And I'm just like, you guys are the ones to like, be careful with this and that. And I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Changes, though.
And then they're just like, you need to be more careful. I mean, because, you know, in Seattle, you guys have it the most. I'm like, actually, no, in New York, it surpassed. And then my mom, true old school, she's like, wow, we're winning at this now? And I'm like, it's not a game.
It's not
like,
winning,
this
Mom.
This isn't like hockey. Like, the guys aren't in first place. I mean, it's not like.
You don't want that.
Like, I almost think she's like, that's right, New York's best at everything.
Oh, God, yeah.
I got to take a break.
Yeah, sorry, Mom. You're not getting what this is all about. It's really, I mean, they have immediately made us look like nothing's going on in Washington in such a short amount of time. When you take a look at the statistics of New York, you're like, and California, same thing. They're like, oh, my God, we're about to hit. We may have that happen to us very, very soon because that is the second largest metropolitan population in our country, and that's the Los Angeles area.
It's trippy seeing certain places that are just tourist hubs. I mean, even here, like, you see some pictures of, like, you know, Pike Place.
Nothing.
But, like, Times Square.
Nothing.
And it's just, it's surreal. Like, I never thought we'd see a day like this.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it's good to see that kind of level of cooperation, but oy, oy, oy. And not only are people capitalizing on the coronavirus with movies, now there's a new dating app. Yeah, they want you to get connected. I mean, it's important to stay connected as long as you're doing the proper distancing, and this dating app thinks they got it, called Quarantine Together.
Oh, boy.
And Vicky, what do you think? Are you going to try it out?
I mean, I've tried out every other one, so why not?
Why not? It asks users at 6 p.m. each day if they have washed their hands, and if they answer affirmatively, they are then connected to another user for a text chat.
I already have someone that does that. My wife. Did you wash your hands? Did you wash your hands? Yes.
Yeah. Well, she, yeah, you're handling the baby. She's like, come on now.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I understand why.
Oh, you do understand why?
Yes, for once.
Okay. The users are offered the option of switching to video chat after talking for 15 minutes. And the creator says, quote, people need to stay home and people will be lonely when they stay at home. We wanted to build something that is not just great for others, but for our selfish purposes so we don't get bored. Match users initially know nothing about each other except for their names. There are no rejections, and it is less about your photo or your bio. It's more about actually being able to talk to another person. In a way,
good luck with that.
This is getting real. Well, because then you get to see the person as they really are. Because it's really difficult to make yourself look great in video chat. I've been noticing this with the news. Of course, the anchors are still in studio and the weather people and certain people. But then they go to the field reporters. And you do see them at home. They do their best to create that great studio lighting and get that great studio makeup. Mm-hmm. But you can tell. And then I don't want to name names because I've been watching all the TV news guys because I never watched the news before. There are just some that go, I don't care now. I'm done.
Yeah.
And they're just showing up the way they show up.
It's relatable, though. Everyone's feeling that way.
Yeah.
Why are we getting dressed up?
We're stuck
at home.
And the older the news reporter is, the zero Fs that are given. Dude, this one guy decided to just basically, like, people try to set their home up and set the bookshelves up, all these, so that they look like they're smart people. Like Brandi Cruz, I've seen her on there, and it's like, Brandi looks like all she does is read, you know, and all the great stuff over Q13. Meanwhile, there's this other dude, I don't know his name, and he's just, like, outside his house, and you can see the paint's chipping on his house, and he hasn't even, like, put the stuff away, and, you know, it's just like, this guy, I don't care, what do you want to know? He's almost just like, you know what? I don't know why people are bothering me. What do you want to know about this virus?
It'd be great if they go, let's go to Bob. He's going to give us his weather report from his home. And he's just like, you know, got a Coors Light. He's wearing a tank top. He's got like pajama pants on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just scratching his stomach the whole time. It just looks like me.
Dude, this guy was not that far away from that. I was laughing my ass off. And I'm like, you know what? I think I got to tune into this station. I think I got to see if this guy's on every night. It's great.
Well, this dating app sounds better than some of these dating shows that are on like Netflix and... I mean, it's just like, okay, this sounds a little bit more interesting. I like that you have to wash your hands first before you could even be a part of this.
Yeah, and you know what, Steve? A lot of us are lucky enough. I mean, look, we may be getting cabin fever. I've seen what J-Rubs does when Sarah gets in his hair a little too much. He's just like, what do you
do?
He's got a little phrase that he gives her so that Sarah will basically get to leave the house. He does a thing called okay, bye. And when Sarah's, because Sarah's got a lot of energy like me, and, you know, their downstairs is really, not, you know, where they are. They got a bedroom, and then they got a little family room, and then they got a little, like, semi-living area, but it's a small space, really.
Right.
And so eventually he's just got to, like, Sarah, okay, bye. You go, you know, that you go
upstairs and talk to your father.
Go do something. And I almost did, I want to tell her, if she wants to come upstairs, if he's driving her nutty, she can come upstairs, because I have my own little office that I can go to, and she can have the rest of the house if she needs to, just if she wants to run around and be crazy, because she's got a lot of energy. She usually does like two or three exercise classes a day.
Right.
She can't do any of that.
Can you do it online?
Well, you guys still have a space to do it, and she's got no space to do it.
Yeah, I have really no space to do it. So we have a common area and then a room. Mm-hmm. And so I've been doing it in my bedroom, my little workout area. So, well, yesterday I was just procrastinating. I didn't really have the motivation. So I just kind of like stare at him. And just like, oh, babe, you're so pretty. Oh, and he literally is like, okay, bye. Okay, bye now. And he had to put me in the room. And he was like, you are quarantined to your room. Do your workout. Get tired. Like,
you should do your workout videos. You know how Krasinski's doing his thing where the Good News Network?
Oh.
You can do workout videos where you're teaching J-Rubs to do work. And BJ how to work out.
Oh, Krasinski. I was like, who the hell's Krasinski? Oh, John Krasinski.
Yeah. Krasinski.
Oh, I have thought about that for sure. Sure. But George, my boyfriend's real name's George. Whoops. J-Rubs, he doesn't want it.
What is real anymore?
What is real? I don't know.
What's Inception? Is the top still spinning?
But I've asked him. I'm like, babe, because there's like couple workouts that you can do that are really fun. There's like challenges, you know? And I'm like, do you want to do this with me? Come on, let's do it. And he has no interest at all. But I'm in my mirror.
That could be the fun part of the video. He's just trying to convince him to even try it. And then he just sits on the couch and the whole video is him watching you working out.
Which he might enjoy, you know? But, you know, he just eats food and he could just watch me, I guess. But he's like, okay, bye. Okay, bye. And I'm like, all
right. he's got, you know, he could have a good conversation with your mother on what to do when, well, her, you know, people are just a little too much. Because your mom would do the same with me. Like, you need to go do anything but be here with me right now. You're out of your mind.
There have been a couple of times where we're just like in the house and you're just like, we got to get out of the house. Like, we just have to do something, you know. So we just pack up the car with me, my wife, our baby Tatum and Lulu. And we just like drive to a new house development in Puyallup and just look at the new houses being built. And like just drive around and go back home.
Well, you got to do something.
Because we're like, we can't get out of the car.
Yeah.
We don't want to, like, we can't walk into the home, obviously. And we're not even looking to buy a house. So real estate agents don't bother us. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like something to do.
Yeah.
Well,
and it was pouring rain yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you want to go for a walk? He's like, it's raining. I'm like, at this point, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, let's just go outside.
That's been tough for me. I know a lot of people who grew up here don't mind going outside in these elements, but that's why I was a mall walker. I can't stand walking in the rain. I don't like it at all. I don't like so it's been tough for me too. I've been really like a dog walking around the house in the hall, around the dining room table.
I feel bad for Johnny Rubbers, man.
Yeah. Dude.
Crazy old man walking in circles upstairs.
Yeah.
You got this girlfriend just asking him weird questions, telling him how pretty he looks.
He'll look at me and be like, you and your father are insane. Because I'll do the same to BJ. Like, over the weekend, BJ will just be talking to me about who knows what. And I'm like, okay, bye. Okay, bye, Dad. Like, go in your room now. Yeah. Yesterday, he deeped cleaned the entire house.
Yeah.
Even though the house was already very clean. He was mopping. He was sweeping. He put
your
all the chairs
not,
up.
Not Dad.
No, Dad.
Yeah.
BJ.
They won't let me deep clean the house anymore.
Wow. You gotta check out the Instagrams because he was doing all kinds of things.
And then
trying to burn off that energy.
Yeah, but
but how did he mess up, Sarah? That was the best part.
Yeah. Comes downstairs and I'm like, Dad, you finished. He's like, yeah, well, I accidentally mopped the floor with Febreze. So our
the bottles. I have a squeeze bottle for the boner liquid that my wife likes to use.
The boner liquid?
It's boner liquid.
Well, I can use it for a lot of things.
I mean,
Bona is
a form of that now, and chewables.
B-O-N-A. It's a natural floor cleaner, and the bottle looks similar to the Febreze bottle. I went and took the Bona bottle, and I refilled the Febreze bottle with Bona. So I had a mixture of Febreze and Bona.
It just sounds like you're saying it with a Boston accent.
Yeah. I had a Bona, I tell you.
It's Bona bottle.
Yeah.
It's Viagra sauce.
And so, I had both bottles out, so I picked up the Bona bottle, and I'm like, this is so weird. I just filled this. Why is this so empty? And then I looked over and I saw, there's the one I've been using the whole time.
Did you do anything to the floor?
Well, the floor smells great.
But it's not slippery or anything, right?
I was happy. I thought it would be sticky, and I thought I'd have to redo the whole thing, because if you have a sticky... No, but it apparently Febreze at least made my floor look good. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to ruin the hardwood.
The Bona bottle didn't make the floor sticky.
Yeah.
No, it looks shiny.
Look at you, man. That's nice that you were cleaning the house.
Well, if no one else is going to do it, I got to do it.
Yeah.
And I can't ask Sarah to do it because they don't live upstairs. So, I mean, I'm hoping they're doing the downstairs, but I got to take care of the upstairs.
We kind of did it. Yeah. Yeah. Sort of.
Next thing you're going to tell me, tomorrow you cooked.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's never
going to
happen.
No.
if you said that, do you think BJ's ever going to clean his house? I wouldn't think that would ever happen.
Listen, if I have a stockpile of some soups. But I have my frozen dinners. But I mean, if all of a sudden the soups are gone and the frozen dinners are gone, I may have to cook. I can't believe it.
I think J Rubs and Joey should teach you.
I'm not. Doing
I can't
it.
Cook.
We can do cooking videos.
Yeah. I love the fact that Sarah's like, I think you should do something that I also don't want to do.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I mean, I'll do any video besides cooking. I don't want
to
do
what
it.
What about baking? I can teach you to bake.
I don't want to bake either.
With BJ.
It's even
you can
worse.
Make a cheesecake.
Dude, where are you? You come up with these great ideas. Where are you
cheesecakes
doing these things?
Are kind of hard.
Absolutely not.
I was going to say, that sounds very complicated, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm more of like cookies, you know?
Well, baby steps.
We'll
work to cheesecake, depending on how long this whole issue happens.
Look, the only place I get to go to is this studio. That's it.
I know.
It's that. And really, if I were working from home, it would be a nightmare because I am literally not going out of the house. I've decided that, look, I'm close to 60. I'm the person they talk about. I send the kids out on all the errands. And for 2 weeks, I have not left my home. Not even gone outside to walk because people give you a bad look if you're an old person out walking. They just go, why aren't you inside?
Right.
You know, it's just
you're
like,
the problem.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, even if I'm socially distancing, they go, you're the most susceptible. Get inside. I'm like, oh my God. It's like, I'm getting, okay, fine.
You should mess with them. You're like, I'm only 15.
Yeah.
Just see what they say.
I'm Benjamin Button. I'm going in the other direction.
Yeah. Just dress like a child.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah. So it's Sarah, if you do workout videos, I will work out to your videos.
Yeah, that's
really?
No, that's not the workout you're thinking.
I mean, I'm down to do it. Except yesterday I was wearing very short shorts and I was doing some moves and I was like, ooh, you can see a little too much here.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll
You're not going to do those shorts.
You want to do workout videos?
You can wear those shorts.
Yeah, I'll wear those shorts. Oh, yeah. And I'll make a cheesecake. I'll do all the dumb, stupid Steve ideas all at once.
Perfect. I'll watch.
Yeah. No, you won't.
Yeah, if you put it on Instagram Live, I'll actually pay attention.
Oh, it's got to be Instagram Live, huh?
Oh, no, put it on NBC. They're looking for content.
Oh, man, all right. Well, if I have to choose, look, I mean, NBC, I grew up with them. All right. Well, speaking of Instagram, I don't know if you've heard about this latest social media trend. It involves, get this, women getting naked.
Ooh.
And video games. A lot of dudes do like that. I'll tell you all about it at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, there's a new viral trend happening on TikTok where women have been capturing their men's reactions when they walk in on them completely naked while the guys are playing video games.
This is a challenge we could all get behind, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And is TikTok where the videos don't live long?
No, that's Snapchat.
Oh, that's Snapchat. Oh, so these videos
What's this thing up?
What is this TikTok thing?
It's just like Instagram, but videos.
So we don't really see them naked. We just see the guys' reactions.
I think that's how it is, yeah.
See, that's not. I want to see the whole thing. Come on, America.
Well, he has to be then filming.
Yeah. Or you
or
know what?
Just kind of do a selfie mode for a second.
Or, you know, get a cameraman. Come on, you know, put people to work. Men are very happy, of course, for this opportunity to take a break from their gaming. But the last man, he was not pleased when his girlfriend tried this.
I just got out of the shower. I'm in a towel. I saw this new trend. Walk in front of your man when he's playing video games. Hold on, we about to get him.
What the hell, babe? Why are you recording?
Ah, let's go.
You're here.
I'm here.
I just got out of the shower and I'm about to walk in front of my fiance with just my towel on. Let's see how he reacts.
Woo! Babe, hey, I gotta go.
Gina, what are you doing?
Oh, what's wrong with that guy?
He's like, oh, he's into it. He's like, I got this.
I'm playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, come on, man. I got to finish this mission.
I like that one guy's like, let's go.
Yeah.
My girlfriend did this to me the other day because she saw the trend.
Of course. Do you try every social media trend, the two of you?
They apparently do. I don't play video games, though, so I was just watching Cops and she walked in naked and I was like, let's do this.
Oh, I was going to say, that's rude of her to break up Cops.
I was kind of mad for a second. But
you could always pause, to record it. It's when you're in a video game, you could actually screw up the real-time situation.
Fair enough.
Yeah. How great
would
it be?
What are you doing? I turn off Cops and do you.
I don't have this recorded. No, I'm watching Cops. Yeah. That's awesome.
I just love the faces of the guys. Like, when they see their lady naked, they're like, oh. It's like they're seeing her naked for the first time ever.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Because you don't expect it.
Right.
That's
a nice surprise.
I hope women understand how that is. You know, because my wife, because, you know, I don't see her for so. I mean, when I walk in and she's naked, she's like, we've been married for 35 years. You've seen this before. I go, no, there's something that happens, honey. Like, it's always new. I don't know what it is. It's in my brain. But it's like, woo! It's like that's the best treat in the world when you get to see some nudity like that.
Yeah, because I was doing that for a second, like when I knew my wife would come home from work back when she was working, and I'd like hear the car and the garage open, and I'd just drop my pants, and when she opened up the door, I'm just like, hey! But it was never for any other reason than to get a chuckle.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't work in like a, let's go.
No,
it was more like, can you pull your pants back up?
But if she did it,
oh, be like, let's go.
Exactly. That's the difference between men and women, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there are exceptions to every rule. And guys, you're lucky if you've got the female exceptions. And ladies, I'm sorry if you have the male exception.
More often than not, whenever I see these social media trends happening, I kind of roll my eyes. I'm just like, all right, whatever. This is stupid. This is one I think is actually pretty awesome.
Well, it's you got to do something.
Funny.
Yeah, it is funny. And again, this is all quarantine stuff. You know, you're really home a lot. You got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And these social media trends are actually helpful because it is the only way really to stay connected, if you will, with anybody, because we all can get behind it. We all join in as a tribe, if you will, and we all try it on our own, even though we're not together doing it.
Oh, if she's getting naked, it's not going to be a join in as a tribe type of a thing, no. It's just going to be a one-man tribe.
Okay.
Okay, well, just making sure.
You're safe. You're good.
Okay,
we're not going to go down the polyamory road here.
Here's the question then for you. Is there something that you would be doing that if your woman walked in or your man walked in naked and did that you would not stop what you were doing because they were naked? Like, you're like, yo, okay, let's pump the brakes.
Wow. I'm trying to think.
I could see BJ like setting up his like big board game, like Twilight Imperium, the one that takes like 12 hours to play, setting it up because he has a date scheduled to play the game, and she can walk out naked and be like, honey, bad timing. Can we do this later?
Yeah, Vicky, if I were playing the game now, that would be tough for the people that I was playing with. But I probably wouldn't want to stop the game if I was playing it. But setting it up, I could stop because, you know, well, I'll get back to this later. But if I was playing it, yeah, I'd probably be going, honey, look, can we figure this out? Let's do this.
Can we settle your Catan later?
Yeah, exactly. I'm settling this Catan before I settle your Catan.
Maybe like eating chicken McNuggets, I'd be like, hey, can we just hold off until I finish eating them?
Wow. See, I would just be like, can I eat them off of you?
Oh, I never thought about that.
See, there you go.
Ooh. You know, the sweet and sour sauce, I like it with everything.
It's like that. It's like that 7.5 weeks movie. Just like, you know, it goes from one to the other.
Okay, let's go. Let me grab a tart first, though.
Yeah, I think you could probably work your McNuggets into, you know.
Yeah, I can't honestly think of anything that would make me say no.
See, I can think of, like, maybe, like, the last 5 minutes like of a Sounders game where it's tied 1-1 and I'm, like, wanting to watch the...
Oh, a live game.
Give me 5 minutes and then we're ready to go.
There have been some fights.
I think about sports. Like, Seahawks game, I probably want to be left alone until the game's over.
Right.
Yeah, see, that's why I would record it.
I would hit pause.
Yeah.
You could pause it.
You've only got, though, 30 or 40 minutes.
Oh, then I hit record and pause.
Yeah, exactly. Because it doesn't...
Wait, so you said how long?
You got 30 or 40 minutes?
Geez, that's fine. Yeah, I got that. What are we talking about, guy?
Yeah, I forgot it was you. Okay, yeah. All right, Rev, how about
30,
you?
40 seconds, that's all.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Then I'd be nervous.
You're set.
Rev, anything that you would go, sorry, no, I'm turning this freedom
it would
down.
It'd be kind of rough just with some of the online games that I play.
Because
there's no pause function.
Oh, yes.
So at that point, it would just be like, well, you're coming out with me for a little bit while I finish this whole thing, and then we can...
I don't want to see Rev nerd raging because
that's the thing. You see, here's the thing is like for a guy, we would be like, oh, I'll wait. Like if a woman came in and said, hey, if I came to a woman and she's like, hey, what do you say? She goes, how about you give me 15 minutes? I'm like, you got it.
Yeah.
But a woman, you give her 15 minutes, you ain't got it. It's like to the point where it's like, it's either now or never. It's like be in the moment, baby. And Rev, I think you'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the problem. You got to get Eckhart Tolle on that bitch.
Power of now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Power of now, baby.
Now.
Not the power of when. Oh, no. It's the power of now.
Not the power of wait 5 minutes.
No, it's not.
That's a fun video, though. I watched some of the reactions of those guys. It's like some look like they saw a ghost.
Yeah. Well, because you're like, whoa. But then some look like it's Christmas.
Who is this naked woman that looks like my significant other?
And then that last dude, I think they're going to be an ex. They're going to be ex soon. If not, it's not going to happen. You can't ever just reject your...
Or if they've been together for like 20 years and he's just like, come on.
Yeah. You still can't get away.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's smart.
It's not going to happen.
So it says any idiot that passes up Squish for a video game needs to lose their man card. It's pathetic.
And she's really pretty. I don't know what's wrong with her.
And she looks upset. I know. I mean, well, see, at some point... Yeah, you can't do that. That girl's going to, a lot of people are going to try to slide into her DMs when they see that video. I won't reject you.
Yeah, have fun playing that video game.
Oh, yeah. It's too bad there's social distancing, but you know. both get tested together. And then once you both get tested, then you can do it. That's the new test. You have to use the test for like HIV or anything like that. Now people are going to test for corona to see if they can, you know, make it happen.
Are they?
Well, it might have to be the new way to do it.
You're really hot, but I need to shove this swab up your nose before we even do anything.
That's, I'm telling you. I mean, that's the, I'm not taking a chance, Steve. I want today's results. Now, how about this? With all this social distancing, you know who's really benefiting? Bigfoot.
Zoom.
Oh, Zoom. All right. Well, Zoom and Bigfoot.
I'm convinced, bro. Like, my conspiracy theory mind is now going. I joked about Zoom being the reason for all this happening. Now I'm starting to think it really is. I mean, my family members that have never touched computers are doing Zoom now.
Yeah. Like, you think Zoom?
I think Zoom has started this infection.
Oh, wow.
They started the virus.
Man, what a great advertising ploy.
Okay, maybe not, but maybe they were in the know before anyone else.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Everybody's using Zoom right now.
Well, it's
everybody.
Here's the thing. Many professionals already were, Steve. It just goes to show you that most of us aren't professionals.
Right. Now people, families are using it.
Yeah. Which you feel bad for, well, anybody else that has a video conferencing service that didn't get it right. You know, I mean, I know that just trying to do it with like three or four people on some other things,
yeah,
it was a pain in the ass, and it's somehow so Zoom has figured this out, and you know, congratulations to them for being a good company. And then, well, I don't know what's going on with those other companies that they couldn't get their so-called great device to work.
It was trippy last night just seeing, you know, I mean, when I thought about it, it's kind of a cool moment. I'm like, oh, there's my daughter, my wife, her mom, and her grandma all Zooming
and
together.
Was it smooth? Like,
yes,
that's the thing that's amazing to me.
I mean, maybe there's a delay. I did not notice it. Like, they were all talking like as if I was in a room with all of them. It was impressive how well it worked.
Did she do it on the computer?
No, it was on her cell phone.
Oh, my God. I got to figure this out. If she can do it on the cell phone, I got to figure this out because that's what I want to do it on.
It's great, dude. But in my head, I'm like, yep. I mean, this company probably.
And they were able to call each other. I tried to get my wife on a Zoom call. Could not figure it out.
Well, do you have the app downloaded? And like, sometimes you have to use like a PIN number to like, they'll send you like their login, like PIN, whatever.
Oh, see, Kathy's not going to know what the hell
some
the
of
PIN
them send
number
links,
is.
But some send like the actual, yeah, like, here's the code to get into this party.
Oh, right. That's, and okay, maybe that's what
I've seen
do.
Both work fine.
All right. I'll see if I get the code.
Yeah.
All right. Because my wife's not really good with technology. That's the
oh,
problem.
Yeah. Blame it on her.
Well, I'm old and I'm trying to figure it out, but you know, she's really not good with technology. She calls me up at least once a week.
But she's been Zooming for a while, you said.
Yeah, well, who helped her do that?
Not you. You can't figure it out.
Well, I figured it out on her computer, but I can't figure it out on my phone. I did set it up for her on her computer, but I couldn't get it going on my phone. Huh. All right, yeah. I'll do it today. But how about like Bigfoot?
The coffee place? Delicious.
No. This is the Bigfoot guy himself. Littleton, North Carolina, of all places. It is a 674-person town on the North Carolina-Virginia border. And apparently they are tripping because there have been four recent Bigfoot sightings. The newest one was less than 2 weeks ago. It's a guy named Jesse Walker was taking out his trash, and he says he saw Bigfoot. He said he was real tall, he had big hands, his fur was real black, and it was shaggy. And Jesse recorded a video talking about his sighting just 20 minutes after he saw Bigfoot, and he is seriously freaked out. But how does he not pull his phone out and take a picture of the, get it?
Because he knows once he takes a picture, it's going to be blurry. Isn't that the problem with Bigfoot?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Every picture you ever see, it's like as if it's like someone had like a weird blurry filter on it.
Now, somebody has said...
Or as Mitch Hedberg, may he rest in peace, was like 15 years ago. I think it was yesterday, actually, that he sadly left us. But he said that Bigfoot, the pictures aren't blurry. Bigfoot himself is blurry, and that's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got that ability. Okay.
How do you feel about the whole Bigfoot thing? Like, I have a few people that like going, that I'm friends with that go Bigfoot hunting. I'm
squatching.
Yeah, I don't know if they're just effing with me, if they really believe that there's a Bigfoot out there, or if they're just looking for a reason to go into the woods and get wasted and do like some stuff. Oh, and
why not both?
And pretend that they're looking for this being.
It probably is like the reason why some people fish.
Right. You don't care about catching the fish. You're just there to hang out with the homies.
And I don't have a problem with that. If you've got people that are like-minded and, you know, I get it. You like to go. As a human being, you want to go on a quest. You want to find something that no one has ever found. And so maybe you will be the one to find this, whatever the hell this is. If it's not Bigfoot, if it's a creature that we can go, oh, it's been this the entire time. How I feel about it is that we have so much technology. I'm sure if there's a Bigfoot, we could have found him by now.
You know what I mean? If somebody really, really cared, they would have found him by now.
There's a lot of woods out, even in just Washington, that haven't been, you know, done by people or anything like that along those lines. So, I mean, have gone out there. So there's plenty of area.
So you believe?
I think people have seen stuff out there, and I've spoken to some people who do the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization in Washington, and they believe that they've seen them.
And how many people are legitimate scientists that are actually... Because here's what I'm saying. If we want to find something out in our society, if the government really felt like there was something really like, okay, let's do it, they would comb everywhere they would comb, and they would use great technology. They would figure it out.
I feel like Bigfoot and some aliens are all hanging out like in some nice apartment.
Oh, you think
like
so?
They're just having some drinks, laughing at all of us.
Sounds like the real world.
Are you sure you're not stoned right now?
Quite possibly.
Okay, yeah. Apparently, there was a little Bigfoot scene. This guy in the same place, Littleton, but it was 4 months ago in Littleton, North Carolina, where they said they saw a shorter Bigfoot in the same area. Here's the other thing. For the years that we've seen Bigfoot, they have to be reproducing, and therefore...
Do you know that? How old is Bigfoot?
You don't know.
Well,
it might have started when he was a teen, and here he is now in his 80s.
But you don't know their longevity. They could live for hundreds of years.
Well, I'm just going with biology, figuring that, you know, what biped can live that long?
Has anyone checked with the Hendersons? They seem to know.
Yeah. Oh, poor Henderson's by now. See, I just don't think Bigfoot could live that long.
How do you know that?
Well,
because he's a biped that looks furry, and so probably closer to an ape. Between an ape and a human, whatever. What else maybe would he be? Or an ape and a bear?
How long do apes live?
Well, that's the thing. Apes don't live as long as we do.
They don't?
They don't live as long as we do. And bears, how long do they live? So you mean, like, what furry mammal creature has a lifespan of more than 60 years? Really, not many, if any. So that's why I'm figuring he's got to be reproducing. Why wouldn't we see more?
And then a good point. It's funny how there's much less Bigfoot sightings since high-quality camera phones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good call. Just like the UFO sightings that people used to fake.
Chimpanzees, about 39. Bonobos, 40. And orangutans, 35 to 45.
Yeah, they don't live long, dude.
So it says Bigfoot is an alien. Then that just changes the whole game.
If he's an alien, then I can't tell you anything about his biology. I don't know anything about it. But then again... You know, the whole idea of aliens, I mean, you know, Penn Jillette ruined that for me. He's a really smart guy saying that there's just no way they could get here.
Should we go Bigfoot hunting?
Yes.
Why? You want to just, like, get away from the world?
We'll have to wait until after all this stuff is going on, because I'm sure just like the rest of us, Bigfoot is quarantined right now, and it's going to be impossible to find him.
Bigfoot may not be quarantined. Maybe he's the one responsible for this.
And he's also a stockholder in Zoom.
Well, you know what?
Gotten to the bottom of it.
Why wouldn't Bigfoot be smart with his money? Yeah, why wouldn't he be? Yesterday, Steve... we still got some time. Hold on, we're going to go do
Look
this.
Out.
Hold on. Here I am thinking we had to go. We don't have to go. All right, so I have to ask you, does anybody care about American Idol anymore?
No. I really don't even know what's going on with
it. Is it
American
on ABC
Idol.
Now? Is that what's on?
Yeah, it's not on... What, was it on Fox originally?
That's way back. Yeah. But Ryan Seacrest does a lot of stuff with ABC. That's what, you know, Kelly and Ryan show is on. Makes sense that he's got Idol on that. I guess they're running out of pre-taped episodes. And live episodes are supposed to start airing in the middle of April, but that ain't going to happen. So now they're trying to figure out, well, what are we going to do? TMZ supposedly got some inside info claiming that they might continue the show remotely with the judges doing their thing from home.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I've seen Chris Hardwick has continued to show The Talking Dead, and he has done that from home. And then he's actually able to get a lot more guests on. He gets quite a bunch of guests because, well, he says, hey, I'm going to call your house.
And
we'll Zoom it.
And right now, a lot of people, celebrities included, are rather bored at home. So it's just like, I got nothing better to do. I might as well call this guy.
So, yeah. That seems to be what we're going to see a lot of. The quality, for some reason, man, when I'm watching on my big screen TV, just doesn't sound great. Like, I wish Chris Hardwick would get a better microphone. I don't understand why he doesn't get a better microphone. He's just using his regular, like, earbuds.
Yeah.
And it sounds like crap. And it's like, Chris, can you at least get a microphone?
I mean, get on Amazon. You can find something rather quickly. And you can probably get it within a couple of days.
Yeah, I can understand if he's talking to some celeb that, you know, they don't have the system set up, so they're just going to do it like normal. But it's like, you can sound better. Or is he trying to just sound like I'm at home?
That could be. There could be that mentality of, well, you know, this will give that vibe that he's at home. It's like, yeah, it's going to give that vibe that he's at home because he's at home.
Yeah, I see that.
Try your hardest to make it sound good.
I can see your fireplace and all the cool stuff,
By the way, man, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who plays Negan, you remember him, Steve?
Yes, big Seahawks fan.
He's got a good setup. He's got a farm somewhere, and he had a nice fire going. Like his setup for his house was looking. Like, I think a lot of women who already find him sexy were like, man, would I like to self-quarantine in that guy's house. He had it set up nice. Everybody else that was on that they interviewed, you know, just looked like they're from their bedroom or maybe the living room or something. Mm-hmm. But Jeffrey Dean, he had the fire going, the nice glow. It was a sweet-looking set. Even Chris was like, damn, Jeffrey, you got yourself a situation.
If I was him and having, like, a nice setup, I'd probably want to show it off.
Yeah, well,
no different than what's-his-face, the country artist that did that whole singing from the living room and left the living room and sang from the diving board of his swimming pool.
I think he just wanted to show off his crotch. That's all he wanted to do.
You think?
Oh, dude. He sat on that diving board and looked like he was about to get basically an OBGYN exam. I mean, seriously. And, you know, I don't even know if what I was seeing was real. I don't know if I was like...
I didn't really focus in that hard.
Oh,
on
dude,
that.
It was disturbing. It was just disturbing. I was like, okay, Tim, but do we need to see this?
I thought it was funny. I saw someone on social media share somebody was watching and goes, wait a second. You mean there really is a Tim McGraw? I thought that was just a Taylor Swift song. And I was like, man, there's a generation gap.
Yeah, it's happening. You're absolutely right. Yeah, it's everywhere. That's awesome. So, yeah, American Idol.
Ooh, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, apparently, the one texter says that he went to Mercer Island High School.
He did?
Well, I know he's from the Northwest.
He's an Islander? I had no idea.
You guys are called Islanders?
Yeah.
Is that the nickname?
That's the nickname.
Huh.
Mercer Island. Why wouldn't we call the Islanders?
I understand.
No, you don't think?
I don't know. I feel like that's kind of whatever.
Is that not cool?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I just think it's a weird name for it. That's all.
It's Mercer Island, and you're an Islander? That's a weird name? What else would you call yourself if you lived on an island?
Bunch of entitled snobs. That's what I would call it.
Oh, the snobs.
Yeah.
That actually would be a better name. Dude, entitled snobs would be... Boy.
I'm kidding.
That would be... But seriously, that would be a great mascot for us.
Shout out to Mercer Island High School. You guys are really nice to us.
I think Bellevue's got that, though. That's the problem. Bellevue's got it.
Break your heart. He apparently graduated from Lake Washington High School in Kirkland.
What's up with the lies?
Yeah,
Fake news, Texter.
I didn't think he graduated from Mercer Island.
He didn't look like an islander.
Because every time I walked in that school, nobody ever said anything about him. You know?
That'd be a massive claim to fame.
Exactly. You'd think they'd have his face up. Hey, here he is. Here's a guy that's that guy.
Even at my high school, because Chris Pratt graduated from my high school, there's a picture of him. Like, off
yeah,
slack. Like,
I never saw Negan, maybe because of the baseball bat thing. But he'd be perfect for the baseball team and have Negan is up there, you know, with a bat.
I gotta check Mercer Island High School's Wikipedia to see if there's any notable alumni.
Oh, here we go. Joey Deez and Sarah.
They're not on there.
Oh, come on!
Sean White played for the Mariners for a year.
Oh, yeah, I remember Sean White. Oh, okay. Joel McHale went to Mercer Island?
Yeah.
Ah, Joel.
Jordan Morris from Sounders.
Okay, that's cool.
That's good stuff.
Joel McHale so far is the winner. He's like the most popular one that we know. And Joel's had a hell of a career.
The guy that worked for ESPN, Steve Bunnan or Bunin?
I don't know. Don't know, Steve.
Yeah, he's class of 92.
Oh, class of 92 represent.
Yeah. That's about it, man.
That's about it. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for looking that up.
Quinn Snyder, head coach of the Utah Jazz.
All right. Well, that's something. I mean, they had a decent basketball program. I mean, you know, I know that. But I don't know how long ago that was.
Shocking that they didn't see the brilliance in Joey to put him on the team.
Like I said, they had a really decent basketball program. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Which musician is the only one to have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 3 separate times?
Ooh, I'm going to go, what's the guy from the Eagles? Crap. I don't know his name anymore. Earl Hebner.
No. Earl Hebner? You were close. Earl Hebner and Eric Clapton collaborated. No, I don't know. Yeah, it was Eric Clapton. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got to call in now. 206-421-ROCK. That's right, we're playing Beat Migs. Doing that at 8:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy.
There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.